Confidence to Lead is the podcast for leaders of growing companies. Providing insights, advice, and information, it will empower you to make bold decisions in your business. Here's your host, Sarah Bartholomews, CEO of U Legal.
Hi, and welcome back to Confidence to Lead. So far, we've just focused on what your duties and responsibilities are and not the potential penalties and consequences. But just in case the importance of knowing your directorial liabilities hasn't sunk in yet, we're going to devote today's podcast to consequences. We don't really want to frighten you here, but it's important that you can imagine 1 or more years in prison, hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines, and the death of your career and reputation. These are all real-life penalties that directors have faced in just the past few years. In March 2012, the former directors of Australian Capital Reserve Limited were sentenced to terms of imprisonment to serve by way of an intensive correctional order following an ASIC investigation. The charges related to false or misleading statements in the company's accounts and prospectus. Two directors, Samuel Pogson and Murray Lapham, were each given 2 years, and the third director, Steve Martin, was sentenced to 1 year and 4 months in prison. Later that August, a court found that Andrew Alexander Lindberg, former managing director of AWB Limited, had breached his duties. The court ordered him to pay a penalty of $100,000, and he was disqualified from managing corporations until September 2014. The judge accepted that the contraventions did not involve deliberately wrongful acts or dishonesty, but concluded that Mr. Lindberg had failed to perform his duties as a reasonable director or officer in his situation. In December 2012, Stuart Fish, a former executive vice president at British Gas, was sentenced to a total of 3.5 years in prison for insider trading involving shares in a Queensland gas company while it was the takeover target of British Gas. You should keep in mind that there may be additional consequences or statutory penalties for breaching other laws. For example, if you fail your fiduciary duty, you may be deemed a constructive trustee, and action can also be taken through contract law for breach of contract or tort law for negligence. There may also be additional statutes that apply specifically to your position and impose strict liability. Throughout our podcast, we've been referring to two different types of penalties. One is civil and one is criminal. But what's the difference? A criminal penalty is an action taken by the state with an objective of punishment. Types of criminal penalty might include imprisonment, fines, and a criminal record. In contrast, a civil penalty is enforced to remedy or fix a wrong. A civil penalty may also involve a fine, an order to remedy a loss, and or disqualification from managing a company for a set period of time. ASIC may choose to enforce both civil and criminal penalties against a director for a breach of duty. Criminal liability arises when a director displays intentional dishonesty or recklessness when breaching his or her duties. What this means is the director displays carelessness or an intention to be fraudulent, deceitful, or corrupt. We've discussed several duties that may result in criminal penalties for breach, including the duty to act in good faith, duty to act for a proper purpose, and duty to avoid insolvent trading. Some examples of reckless or dishonest behaviour might include making misleading statements to encourage people to buy or sell shares, participating in market rigging or insider trading to induce people to buy or sell shares, falsifying records, failing to prepare accurate company accounts, or continuing to act as a director when disqualified. Criminal penalties will vary depending on the seriousness and consequences of the corporate misconduct. They may range from minor to severe. Penalties range from a financial penalty of up to 3 times the benefit gained and up to 10 years imprisonment. The director may be personally liable to compensate the company or others for loss or damage they suffer. In addition, the director may be banned from managing companies in the future. Civil penalties under the Act are outlined in Part 9.4b of the Act. Many of the duties discussed in this book attract civil penalties, including the duty of care and diligence, the duty of good faith, the duty not to make improper use of position, and the duty not to trade while insolvent. Keep in mind that the Act is a very large piece of law. There are many other contraventions that might attract civil penalties, but I've only focused on the duties we've discussed in this podcast. It's important to note that for a civil penalty to be imposed, the contravention must be serious or must materially prejudice the interests of the company, its members, or the company's ability to pay creditors. There are different types of civil penalties, so let's discuss them now. A declaration of contravention is where the court declares that a director has breached a duty. Normally, there has to be a declaration of contravention before any other civil penalties can apply. A pecuniary penalty order is the payment of money as a penalty to the Commonwealth. The relevant provision in the Act is section 1317E. A court may order a person to pay a pecuniary penalty order of up to $200,000. Under section 1317 of the Act, a court can order a director to pay compensation for any loss that the director has caused. The court order will specify the amount to be paid by the director. Compensation can include profits that would have been earned by the company had it not been for the contravention of the director. That wraps up our discussion on penalties. So if you have any questions before next week's episode, please do give us a call or shoot us an email with any questions. Our contact details are on our website, ulegal.com.au. Otherwise, we look forward to chatting to you next week about directing a not-for-profit.